Chapter 4. 4 days of horse driving later, the weather had warmed. Chet was grateful. They were fast approaching the home place deep in the live oak and cedar-clad hills. When they broke camp that morning, Chet told the boys that the less they said about the ordeal, the better it would be for all of them. Word would filter down soon enough. The rustler's saddle horses would wander back. Along the way, they'd even found Sam Bass, and he was sound again. Chet considered himself lucky. He had recovered every horse that had been stolen. When the last one went through the gate into the north pasture, they wahooed and fired their pistols in the air. Then, on the fly, they headed for the headquarters.
"I want a hot bath,"
J.D. said, running side by side with Chet.
"What do you want?"
"A good drink or two of whiskey,"
then Chet laughed.
"What about you?"
J.D. asked Reg on the other side, ducking his head so he didn't lose his hat. Tall in the saddle, Reg grinned and shouted,
"Some of Susie's cooking."
"He thinks our cooking's bad," Chet said to J.D.
"Aw, hell, he's too hard to please."
Chet nodded, filled with excitement, drew his Colt, and fired two more shots.
"What's that for?"
Reg asked as they pounded across the bottom between the rail fences and green oat field. "To let them know we're coming in."
"You bet,"
Reg shouted, and went to whipping his horse for the final leg of the journey. It was a horse race, and Reg let go of the black's lead rope so he could concentrate on the last burst. Shoulder to shoulder, the three charged for the ranch gate, urging their mounts on. Roan began to gain on them. When they sped through the wide opening, he won by a nose. Sliding their mounts up to the hitch rack on their hindquarters in a cloud of dust, they faced a porch full of anxious onlookers.
"Well, you must have got them back," Susie said, standing with her arms folded on the porch.
"Every damn one of them,"
J.D. said, and went to brushing himself off.
"Better watch your language. Ma's here,"
Reg said under his breath.
"Oh,"
he slapped his hand over his mouth. Chet saw her first. His Aunt Louise, the boy's mother, came storming out of the house.
"Chet Burns, have you lost your mind taking my boys after those rustlers?"
He slipped out of the saddle and turned to Reg.
"You two go get the black and unload him."
Louise stood with her buttoned-up shoes planted underneath the many-layered lace.